based upon the Nevuah of the Atzomus HaYavashis in Yechezkel, the explanation of the Vilna Gaon that we spoke about the first Shir that we learned, we understand that there are different Shlavim, there are different stages in Geula, Chitzonius HaGeula, Pnimius HaGeula. Thank you. That stage of the bones coming together, Hashem says Beferish, through Yecheskel and Nevuah, means the return of the Jewish people from Abba Kanfes Aretz Molover, returning from Golas, coming to Eretz Yisrael. But in that stage, in that early stage of return, which we're still in, even though much has been accomplished, and like in the vision of Yechezkel, flesh and skin, the veins, the arteries, things are coming together. However, the Ruach is not there yet. The Ruach, that infusion of Ruach to give life, which is all that Rav Kook was talking about, the Tchia, coming back to life in our land. That's the pnimius of Geula. And that has started, but there's much to go. We're on page Lamed Zayin. V'tovin heitev. Understand this well. Shesoid bias haruach. He avoids the reina ka'ez, the return of that ruach to the Jewish people, to bring us mamish back to life. That's not something we could just sit back and wait for. It's not waiting for Hashem. Like with the Atzomus HaYavashis, the Navi was waiting for Hashem to breathe life into the bones. But here, it's not a matter of waiting. The Chalban is saying that this is the avod of our generation. Bias haruach. Obviously, every single time we move an inch, Hashem gives us much more. But that's our avod. Lachar hadur rishon k'shel kibbutz golius. So, this past generation, these last few generations, have seen an unbelievable kibbutz golius, a return of Jews to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ador harishon osak b'chitzonius ha'gula. This earlier generation of those who returned, beginning at the end of the 19th century and continuing even earlier than that, but in very small numbers, but then in much greater numbers, the end of the 19th century through the 20th century and after the war until today, the main avoda has been chitzonius ha'gula, just to get ourselves together, to be able to live, to be able to have our own homes and to work the land and to establish an infrastructure and so on, to become somewhat normal after all the years of galus. But all of that is chitzonius ha'gula. She kibbutz ha'ivarim bekirum zelaza, which in the nevuah of Yechezkel means the bones coming back together. So Jews are coming back together in Eretz Yisrael from all over. Ubechlal zois hachonis hatashtis l'chayim yachdav, to prepare the infrastructure of living together, of Jews from all different backgrounds, Jews with all different languages and cultures and so on, learning to get along with each other, living with each other. Shubinyan Eretz Yisrael, building the land, v'sidur hachayim hagufaniyim ba, and establishing a healthy physical existence. This has really been what's been going on for the most part for the last 120, 130 years. This is what's been going on. Shenirmuzu b'nevuah ba'aliyas habosar v'hagidim ala atzomis. In Yechezkel's nevuah, this is the flesh that grows on the bones, the gidim, the veins, the arteries, and so on. Ach b'shlav z'adayim mitziyas hayvarm hi b'piruda. But at this stage, the mitzvahs of the Evarim, are still bepiruda, there's still separation. And therefore, just as there were different bodies in the vision of Yechezkel, so too, through these years of rebuilding, the nation is divided into many tziburim, many different groups and communities. Now, a tzibur is a gewaldige thing. Hashem wants us to have, wants the Syrians to have a tzibur, he wants the Belzas to have, and the Lubavitches, and the whatever. Hashem wants, he wants these groups. This is part of the beauty of Am Yisrael. But the problem, of course, has been over these years, trying to get along together, v'hamachloikos goivros, tremendous machloikos. Because as long as you see yourself essentially as somebody else, and he's the other, so then there's machloikos. I spoke a little bit about that earlier today. I don't know if any of you heard. I spoke a little bit about this inyan before, right after Mencha here. But if you see the Jews that were killed the other day in Pittsburgh as somebody, as people who are other than you, why? Because they weren't from, or maybe they're a little bit different in certain ways, and what's my shaykhis? Until we come to that time when we're able to feel that each one of us is mamish, like we learned, a cell that's part of the same mitzvah of Knesset Yisrael, that body. And even in the aftermath of such a terrible tragedy, there are people who are awakening machloikas. As hard as this is to believe, but this is what goes on. Kol zois machams chisarn haruach elokis. All of this is because of the ruach that's not there yet. The ruach elokis is missing. To a large extent, it's missing. The ruach elokis that makes a person whole sees to it that there shouldn't be machlokis between his right hand and his left hand. It'd be a ridiculous thing for there to be machlokis between his right hand and his left hand. Only a Mishigna argues with himself, slugs up himself. Because that's who you are, that's you. It's not there's a right hand and a left hand, this is me. That's who I am. My right hand and my left hand, all of these parts of me, that's who I am. That's who I am. The Ruach Elokis that a person senses within himself, the Nefesh Elokis, that joins all of the different parts of himself and makes him into one whole being, we don't feel that yet as a people. There are times that it's felt, but for the most part it's not being felt. Shetovu b'shlav ha'sheni shel ha'gula, because that's the second stage of Gula, la'achyas es ha'guf kulay, for the body is to come to life. The bones were brought together, they're covered with they have skin and muscles and all of that, but they're not. But the bodies are not alive. The ruach is what gives life. It's only through the ruach that all of the different parts of the body function as one. All the different parts, they're separate bodies, and within each body itself, if the body is not alive, if there's no ruach chaim, if there's no ruach elokis in the body, then the fact that you have a body that consists of different parts doesn't mean that it functions as one entity. The body, when it doesn't have the ruach in it, it just disintegrates and dies. What that disintegration means is there's machlokes going on all the time between cells and different parts of that body that's lacking in that ruach chayim that causes all of the different parts and all the different cells to join together, to become one. And that's missing. V'ima tova ruach shel tshuva v'tahara klolis. And together with this ruach elokis will come a tremendous ruach of tshuva and purification. To bring us to a very high level. Now there are a number of things we're going to be talking about throughout the Sefer, that what we could do to accelerate this. What can we do to draw this life force into ourselves? How do we inhale this ruach elokis? What do we have to do? What can we do? The case bar shah, the pnimius agula. We see that the time has come for pnimius agula. Soid b'yes haruach, the mystery of the return of life, of the ruach. Hashroas achiyas haklolus ala am kulay, that chiyas of the entire people to be as one healthy organism. Zemamish Mashahiru Chachamim, Shlaosad Lovo Yizgala Rose Taira. One of the most powerful things that we could do, and something that we see that's going on now, wherever there are Jews who are learning Torah, and even Bechlal in the world it's happening, is that there's a tremendous thirst for the secrets of Torah, for Pnimius Torah. Ubehem Yetzu Yisom HaGolos Barachim, as the Zohar says, that with the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon said, B'sar Fedor, with this Sefer, we've spoken this thousands of times, that with the Sefer HaZohar, we're going to be able to leave Golos Barachim. Golos doesn't only mean to go home to Eretz Yisrael. Golos, to leave Golos means to leave that state of separation, of fragmentation, of being broken into a million pieces. It means to restore that Ruach HaTchiyah to Am Yisrael, to come back alive as a nation, as a people in our land. Kisoid Gilui Sisrei Torah, because the Soid, this Sod, of revealing the secrets of Torah, the Sod Avodas Hashem HaPnimis, is of course the same thing as the Sod of Avodas Hashem HaPnimis, Pnimis Avodas Hashem. Heim Sod HaOr, Shechoyder L'kol Neshama, U'mazgila Shehi Toi Beguf. In Pnimis HaTorah, we've spoken a lot about this, especially recently, that when you learn Pnimis HaTorah, I'll talk about this with the Yishalmi Shiyom also, when you learn Pnimis HaTorah, there's no Machlaikas in the Pnimis HaTorah. When you learn the Zohar is not with machlaikas. When you learn Kisveri, it's not machlaikas. It's not like when you learn a page of Gemara, or you learn a page of Mishnayos, or even if you're learning Mefarshim, and there are all the different opinions and there are arguments and so on between the Mefarshim, right? When you're learning the Zohar Kodesh, there's no machlaikas. When you're in that world of Pnimiyas, when you're in that inner world, Mamish at the core of the inner Pnimiyas of Hashem's truth, of Hashem's Torah, there's no machlokes. All machlokes falls away. All machlokes falls away. If you or I, we could have an argument with each other. But when we get, if we would get to the inner pnimius of who we, each one is, there can never be machlokes between two Jews. It can't be. This one's yelling, "You're a Galician." This one says, "You're Hungarian." This one says, "You're a Chassid." This one says, "You're a Misnag." This one says you're a Lubavitch, this one says you're from Lakewood. And they're fighting about. What are they fighting about? What are they arguing about? All the things that they're arguing about is from Chitzanias. The deeper you go to the Pnimiyas, the closer you get to that Ruach, the Nefesh HaLakis, to the Pnimiyas, the Machlaikis can fall away and they look completely ridiculous. They look so silly. There was a few years ago, there's some guy, I don't remember which country he lived in, maybe in Germany, that he was like a neo-Nazi, crazy neo-Nazi, and then he found out he was Jewish. You know what I'm talking about? Hungary. Oh, he was in Hungary, right? He was in Hungary. And he found out that he was a Yid. So that's like very embarrassing for a neo-Nazi to find out that he's a Jew. So then he realized he's a Jew, and then he likes Jews. It's a funny thing, like, probably read a million Nazi books, he probably knows Mein Kampf Balpe, and he has, you know, he has Hitler pictures on the wall, and swastika things, and all kinds of stuff, and then you tell him, by the way, your name is, you know, your name is Moshe Chaim or something, or Avram Yitzchak, whatever it is, and all of a sudden he says, yeah, you know, I think I like Jews. When there's an Indian of Higola and of that is godless of who you are, so then all the other stuff is so silly. Like if we have an argument between us, somebody's arguing in the shul and they're not talking to each other, and this guy, they haven't spoken in 20 years, and he doesn't go to his simcha, he won't go to his simcha, and they won't daven in the same minyan, all this stuff, that's all chitzanius, right? Does that need an explanation? It's all chitzanius. But when you go to the pnimius of each of them, in that place there's one mitzvah, it's called Am Yisrael. There's no machlaikis. See, in the nigla of Torah, in the revealed Torah, in the chitzonius of Torah, it's holy. But in the chitzonius of Torah, there's always fighting and arguing. It's always my opinion, and there's your opinion. The deeper you go into Pnimis of Torah, the fighting goes away. the fighting becomes it's irrelevant. It's not like we resolve the argument. There wasn't any resolution. The same way that when this guy found out he was a Jew, he didn't have to resolve all of his kashas that he had for the last 20 years on Jews. Why Jews are rich and why Jews are powerful and why Jews control the media and why Jews have long noses or something. You didn't have to go through all the Torahs. You have to try to explain, to answer all the kashas. You know how many times I have situations where there'll be just a marshal, but I have these things going. So many times during the year with this, there's a couple and she wants very much she's davening and she wants very much to be able to have another child. And he says, it's too much for me, I can't take it. You know, after all, I have to care for the baby a half hour a week, you know. It's too much for me, the guy says. It's easy for you because, you know, you only have to do that for like, you know, 4,000 hours a week. But look at me, I work hard, I learn a lot, I'm very tired, I have to daven Shachos Mincha Maariv, and my life is very hard and so on. So he doesn't want another kid. He says, I can't do it anymore. It's too much for me. I have enough with this yelling and fighting. There's no noisy and I can't afford it and I don't want it. So it's always back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then at the end of the day, one of the greatest pleasures I have in life is when they have a child and they come to visit me with a kid, right? And he's with this baby. Oh, especially if it's a boy, right? Oh, my son. He's telling my Elia, my Moshe. Oh, so I said, you don't need him. What do you need him for? What do you need him for? Should I tell him when he's older you didn't want him? Should I tell him you didn't want him? You don't need him. You never wanted him. I said, my Elia, my Moshe, my Avi. I didn't want him. I wish I had videos of those conversations. You didn't want him. So Terrence says, oh, I didn't know him. But now that we met, I like him. You know? Now that we met, I like him. He gets up at night, he makes noise, he makes dirt, gives a hard time, parents, teachers, more stuff, another chavrusa, hacking you with this and doing that, getting in trouble, they're calling you to pick him up from school. Well, that's okay. That's my son. That's my son. What happened? So there's his galus of being Basar Echad, of being Etzim Atzamai, of being me. And once you realize that, then all the other stuff is like silly. Of course, we laugh and he's embarrassed, but I always like to give a shtach. You didn't want this kid. This was like 10 arguments and fights and your wife crying and going like this and having to whatever and promise that the grandparents will help you out and all this, like all these like welfare programs for you that you can't manage and so on. And now you see you can't go away from the kid. But that's how it should be with Jews. With each other. If you're in a place of pneumias, it's a shaila. So when, God forbid, there's a tragedy, all of a sudden all the chitanias falls away. Right? All the chitanias falls away. Now everybody's saying, our brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh, ooh, do I love them, I love them. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for any of my brothers and sisters. We had here a coffee and conversation the other day. My wife and I were sitting talking to someone at Sakonis and Shul, the women. And there was one of the girls was saying, one of the women from the shul was saying that on her block there's a yid that she noticed he doesn't have anybody. What happened to him in his life is that he was married, he had a family, and then it turns out that he had this problem of not being able to, you know, only with men. He had this inyan in his life, and he lost his wife. I don't know with their kids, I don't know, but he lost the family, she said, and he lives by himself, and he's just on his block. She sees him walking with a dog. That's what he has, a dog. So she's watching this out the window, and she said that she went outside, and she said, would you be mechabedus to come to eat with us for Shabbos? He couldn't believe it. This is Achnas Zach. I'm not talking about socializing, you understand? This is mamish, old-fashioned Avraham Avinu stuff. Could you come with us for Shabbos? Turns out he's a gewaldig person. He's filled with good things. He hasn't any whatever his name is, but he's a Yid. He's a Yid. So all of the differences are chitzonius. It's all because we're not in that shlav of geula where the chiyus comes back, where we sense each other as being limbs of the same organism, parts of the same body. A tzaddik feels that. A tzaddik feels that in a very strong way. But we're going to all feel it. There are some that feel it more than others even now, but we're going to all feel it. But one of the tickets to get into that world of the inner life of other Jews is Pnimiyas HaTorah. If you learn it b'emes, I'm not talking if you learn it al sichli, it's not to be smart. You know, you want to have some fancy Dvar Torah, you want to get up Shabbos and dazzle everybody with saying something, you know, that they don't understand. I'm not talking about that. That's not called Pnimiyas HaTorah. That's called Chitzonius Shebechitzonius HaTorah. You can study that in university too. You can take a course in Kabbalah in university. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about emes, b'emes, yid, Pnimiyas HaTorah. Pnimiyas HaTorah takes you inside. And when you go inside, at every single centimeter that you move inside, the machlokes of the outside fall apart. They look ridiculous. They're so silly, the machlokes, the differences. What are we arguing about? That's how it is. He says, Pnimiyas HaTorah, that takes you to that place to remind you. Every single thing that you learn in Pnimiyas HaTorah is about Am Yisrael. It's about the greatness of who we are, of our people. It's about how all Jews are connected one to the other. You can learn the mitzvah of Hapla HaKamaycha. You can read Rashi and the Ramban. You learn Pshat, you can learn the Gemaras, you can learn the Chazals. But if you didn't learn the Tzemach Tzedakah in Derech Mitzvasecha, and what does it mean to love another Jew? You could talk about Ahavas Yisrael. What does it mean to love another Jew? What does it mean to mamish feel that? That you can't live without another person? What does that mean? That's the world of Pnimiyas. She's Soid Avaydis HaShchina. When you're learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, you're connecting to Avodas HaShechina. We're not talking here just about me. We're talking about Avodas HaShechina, about how to reveal the Shechina in the world. The Shechina means Knesset Yisrael. Lahargish Atzma Chelik Ve'eva Meha'am. To see yourself, to feel that you're a Chelik, an Eva from the Jewish people, a part of the Jewish people. Can it be that in such a state, can it be? That's why I said, when I was talking by Mincha, I said that we're going to learn the whole Zohar Kaddish now. Some of you might have heard that. To learn the whole Zohar Kaddish now, in 10 minutes. Could it be that a person, when the Jews who were killed, that a Jew could not feel the pain of that person's death and not look whether he's wearing tzitzis or does it, or whether he religious, he's not religious, or he's gay, or whether he's straight. Can it be that a Jew shouldn't feel that pain of another Jew that's killed? I just heard there was an accident in Eretz Yisrael today. A car blew up. How many?
Six kids.
Six kids and two parents. Something was wrong with the car.
No, they were.
Somebody did it to them?
He was on the phone.
What happened?
He was on the phone. He was texting.
Oh, he got into an accident.
Yeah, but the whole car went up and went up in flames. Just combusted.
Six kids and both parents.
From people from Sagot.
Finish. The man with the whole family.
Yeah, I think there's some kids left at home.
At home there were kids. Rachman is on those kids. So tell me something. Does it make a difference to you whether they were Misnachlim or Hasidim, whether they're from or they're not from? Does it make a difference to you whether they're straight or whether they're gay? Does it make a difference to you whether they're old or they're young? How could a Jew come to such an Indian like that? You understand what I'm saying, right? Because you're people that feel this very clearly. You feel it very strongly. How could there be such a thing like that? To start making all kinds of chilukim. Where does that come from? It comes from chitzonius shebechitzonius. That most external part of us, that pathetic little part of us that's called the guf. The guf. In the world of the guf, that's what we're talking about, these chilukim. In the world of the guf, chilukim, there are differences. There aren't people in the world who hate people because they have a different color skin. Why should you hate somebody because he has a darker skin than you? It's not crazy. I'm not talking about neshamas then. I'm talking about just in pashtus. Why would you hate somebody because their skin's a different color? But there isn't such a thing. Of course there's such a thing. To hate people because of what? Because of chitzonius should be chitzonius. But when a person lives in a world of pnimius, be'emes, again, not some make-believe Kabbalists, you understand? Take a talk of hatred day and night also. But real, be'emes. So then you're talking now, we're talking about the Shechina. We're talking about Am Yisrael. We're not talking anymore about skeletons, bodies, divided, separated, from, not from, Ashkenaz, Sfarad. So Ashkenaz, Sfarad, this way, that way. It's a chiluk. In Halacha, there are certain chilukim. There's a Kohen, there's a Levi, the Yisrael, but Hashem's Baruch didn't make these things to take us apart from each other. And there are dinim, of course. There are halachas and questions involving Jews that are not religious, as far as how could that impact, you know, certain things in halacha, being together with them halachically and so on. But Peshas Ma'isa, when you get through all of the outside, all of the machlokes and Bishan Basil, and you get to the pnimis of pnimis. Then the Metzius is that a Jew was killed, Father. That there's a Jew that was killed. And when a Jew is killed or a Jew dies, that's part of me that's gone. There's a part of me that went away. And the stronger you're connected to that world of Pnimius, that doesn't mean again that you have to be some kind of an expert in Kabbalah. That's not what it means. But you live in a world of Pnimius. You're an Ish Pnimi, an Isha Pnimit, somebody, a Pnimistic mensch. And you learn Pnimius too, of course, and be a Pnimius de Gemensch. That's a different world. It's the world of Shechina. That's the world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. You understand? It's the world of the Ramchal. It's a different world. It's a different world. In that world, you feel yourself lahargish atzma chelik ve'eva meha'an. Ve'lifal mitoich kach b'chibur v'chavivusa v'achtus amuka v'atzuma l'shem yichud davke. And you work your whole life. A person like this, the whole life is about joining people together and chavivusa and ahava and achtus, a deep achtus, l'shem yichud, for the purpose of all of us being unified together to unify the name of God in this world, which we can only do when we're with each other. And that's what he writes at the bottom. Zes soid hatzima ein hagadol shebederenu l'sisrei Torah. This really is the only way to explain the unbelievable thirst in our generation to learn the secrets of Torah. Now, that's not always conducted in the proper way, but that's not the point now. That Simon for that Simon for Sisrei Torah. Zeh soid at Simon Agadol shebederenu l'sisrei Torah l'pnimiyus avodas Hashem, and to try to find a path towards serving Hashem in a way of pnimius. In a way of pnimius. That's the sight of the thirst in our generation, the tzimon of our generation. How can we explain what's going on? V'edus ki bo hashol lohilodas kaimazu. And this is edus. This bears testimony that the hour has come, the time has come to give birth to this next shlav of redemption, to this shlav of geula, to geula with the ruach, with the return of the ruach to the Jewish people, to the bones, to the bodies of Am Yisrael, not just to be together in Eretz Yisrael or together in our community, wherever we are, but mamish to be filled with the ruach, with that chiyus. Soid b'yes haruach. Ki kefi shereino. What's going on over here? What's the electrician stuff? What?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah? Okay, shkoyach. Ki kefi shereino. Ruach zu hi nishmas pnimis ha-toyra. Sorry for the trouble there. Kefi shereino. Ruach zu hi nishmas pnimis ha-toyra. This is Pnimius HaTorah, Nishmas Pnimius HaTorah. The side avodas hashchina. So when you look in the, when you, we're going to see pieces from Rabbi Chaim Vital's introduction. When you look at Rabbi Chaim Vital's introduction, when he heard things that he heard from Ari Hakadosh, we look what the Gros said, what the Vilna Gaon said, what the Ramchal said. All the great Mekubalim said the same thing, that without Pnimius HaTorah, and that's what the Zohar says, without Pnimius HaTorah, there cannot be a redemption. It can't be, because the ultimate redemption, the true redemption, is that return of Am Yisrael to that place, that essence of who we are. And if you're not interested in that, then you don't go there. It's just not, you're not interested in that. It's not part of your, you know, you say like, I'm only chelik ben hastaros, I'm a pshat guy. So I told you 1,000 times, but the Chassam Sofer said pshat is the letters tipesh. That's what he said. Chassam Sofer said that. Pshat is the easiest tipesh, a fool. And the Zohar has very strong language about those people who learn the Torah only on a level of pshat. Very strong language. So you've learned in the past, not good to repeat right now. Very, very strong words for people who think that the whole Torah is just pshat. Niglas HaTorah. The Ruach is hidden. All the Torah is holy. But in Pnimius HaTorah, then we're entering into that dimension of Geula, of the return of the Ruach. And that's why there's such an unbelievable thirst. Before Mashiach comes, there's tremendous, tremendous thirst and excitement over Pnimius HaTorah. We had 2 weeks ago, we had downstairs here in the social hall, there's a new seminary that's opening in Eretz Yisrael. And the seminary is based upon, in a healthy way, to introduce the girls to that world of Pnimius HaTorah, to a world which until recently the other seminaries, the seminaries are saying, no, this is not for us. And everywhere you go, there are certain pockets of resistance, especially by the old guard, because they're totally unfamiliar with it, and it's a threat to the status quo. But wherever there are Jews, there's a thirst for Pnimius HaTorah. Ki kefi shereinu ruach zu hin nishmas Pnimius HaTorah, besides avodas hashchina. Malkein tachlisa v'siyah shet simon zeh l'Pnimius HaTorah. Therefore, the tachlis on page Lamech has the tachlis. And what will ultimately be the climax of this great thirst for Pnimius HaTorah, Heim Oysa HaRuach HaKlolis Shetofiyah Bona. That the Ruach, that Ruach HaKlolis of life, the Tchiyah that Rav Kook spoke about, to join us back together into one body, into one Metzias, into one organism, that Ruach is going to return to us. It's going to return to us. It's hard for us to imagine that because we see so many differences in machlokes, but it's going to be mamash keharef ayin. It's going to return to us. We have to work on it, and Hashem is going to finish. But it's going to return to us. V'toilid bonu madregos atzumos v'nesgavos ma'od, and it's going to give birth to wondrous madregos within us, because each one of us on our own, we're not so big, but when we're working together, we're mamash unbeatable. No, it sounds corny, but that's the truth. Kvishin and David Behemshel, we're going to learn about this much more. Nimsa shesoid hazoyer v'sifrei apnimius, the sod of the Zohar Kaddish, the secret of the Zohar Kaddish, v'sifrei apnimius, heim rucha d'malka mashicha. That's the inyan of the Baal Shem Tov. The Bechlal, apnimius HaTorah is Rucha de Malka Mashiach, is the Ruach of Melech Mashiach. It's the Ruach of Melech Mashiach. That's what Chassidus is. Pnimis Tav Bechlal, and Chassidus is Rosen de Rosen Mamash. The innermost is Chassidus. It's Tav Sabasha. Rosen de Rosen. Pnimis Shebe Pnimis. Is Rosen de Rosen is Chassidus. It doesn't mean that all Chassidim are getting along with each other, you understand? It's very, very sad. if all the Chassidim would be be'emes in the place of Chassidim instead of Narishkeit and politics, and the whole Chassidim is just a beard and pace and whatever, and cut some customs, then that wouldn't be like that at all. It would be like the original Chavaya by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that each one mamish would die for the other and lived for each other. But unfortunately, Chassidus has become greatly, greatly, greatly diminished and has become very small over the years. Very small. It's not the Chassidus of the Baal Shem Tov. It doesn't mean to say that there aren't traces and elements of it, of course. But it's not. This is not the Chassidus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. But the Soid HaZoyev Sifrei HaPnimius Hem Rucha de Malka Mashiach. The Sifrei HaPnimius is the Ruach of Malka Mashiach. It's the same Ruach that we're talking about on Monday nights, the Ruach of the Yerushalmi. And we're learning about in Eretz Chayfetz the Torah of Rav Kook. And we're going to resume this Matzah Shabbos with Sefer Yeshua. The same thing. It's all the same thing. The same thing. I told my wife the other day, you know, I'm starting to really believe the things that I'm teaching. And it's getting harder for me to stay in Chutz Laretz. It's the truth. It's not much a struggle to stay in Chutz Laretz. It's starting like to sink in. I'm teaching so much of this, it's actually sinking in. You know, it's hard. Not much hard. HaRuach HaBo L'Toicha Atzomus, the Ruach that comes, that will return to the bones, to the Atzomus, L'Hachyoisam B'Chiyas Achas, to bring us back to life, B'Chiyas Achas, one Chiyas, one life, Am Yisrael, K'Guf Sholem, like a whole body, Chai V'Ra'anan, alive and fresh, vibrant, Pejlamites. Vamnam, his galus madregazu, it kellas b'kashim rabim batzumim. So we just spoke about the ideal that we're longing for, but the truth is that his galus, the revelation of this madrega, has come up against many, many, many powerful obstacles. Many things are in the way. Kishlono hergel aruch shanim, because we got used, we have habits that are thousands of years old. We're in the habit of thinking about each other as being separate. We're in that habit. And each person to worry about his own shleimus. Hagashmis, his physical shleimus, financial and so on. V'hein haruchanis, and his ruchnis dikish shleimus. U'mukhlal zois, l'chadeid is a hevdol b'nai ben ha'shanim imenu. To such a degree that people are still trying to uncover, l'chadeid means to sharpen the differences between one and the other. Are trying to instead of taking away the differences, are trying to sharpen the distinctions between me and someone else, my group and another group of Jews. Ben Hashanim Imenu, the Jews who are different from him. Like I said, that I've been saying in shul now for the last 2-3 years. Then I was just talking to somebody today about this. That you see, he was sharing with me about how in his shul, he's a rav of a shul, and he said that in his shul, you know, the everybody packed out, they're gone. He just has like a couple of old Jews left. And somebody told him, so he had a conversation with one of the younger people in the shul, it was like in his 40s or something, and the young person told him that we're not going to be able to thrive as a shul as long as we have these old guys sitting here. That's what he told him. People don't want to come here. I feel like it's like, you know, I've bought like it's an old age place because there's some old people there. These are the boom that I never heard when I was young. I never heard such things in my life. But it's happening all over. Places are emptying out. Young marrieds, right? The young married, a new little shul, 25 to 30, that's it. If you're over 30, move on. A different shul. Or this shul becomes a 30-year-old shul, and then it's no longer tzigur pas for you to come to. Then you have to go to an old, you know, to the next shul. Or you stay in the shul, and the young people are going to say, no, we can't daven here anymore. Because you're already, you know, you're 30. We got to go someplace else. We're looking for 25-year-olds. Our kids, you know, the same age, and the wives, you know, that's what it is now. This sounds strange to you? You think I'm making this up? There's going mamish everywhere. As we're sitting here right now, there are people sitting in rooms talking about how to make their shul for the 27-year-olds. That's going on all over the place. And if you're a 65-year-old guy and you walk into one of these places, oh, they'll give you an aliyah because, you know, like, give the guy an aliyah, you know, and give the old man an aliyah. But they don't want you there. They're not going to throw you out, but they don't want you there. And if there are a couple of your friends that come, then they start to get nervous, just like this guy told the rabbi. As long as we have these old people, the shul can't thrive. So the rabbi said to him, what are you suggesting I do with them? With the old men? What would you like me to do with them? So he said, no, I just want to understand, like, why we're breaking away. No, they should be well. Like, what are we talking about? Something? What to do with the old Jews? What are we going to do with them? It's a problem. We've got 70-year-olds over here. It's an 80-year-olds. They daven slow a little bit, you know. They walk up to the Sefer Torah. Take some time to get there. He's in a hurry. I got a kiddush downstairs. You know what's going on over there? I got to get to the kiddush very quickly. I don't have time for this guy to walk up to the Torah like that. Nobody says these things. But this is what's happening. It used to be that there'd be a difference between Jews that came from different places, because the cultures are different. But now we see that there's even an Indian that's the mamish the same place and the same culture, but like it's a different age bracket. It's not my chaver. It's happening everywhere. So what the tzaddiki is saying is that making these differences, these distinctions even sharper instead of taking them away. Well, I grew up, it was the biggest covet on earth to have an old Jew with us. It's the biggest covet in the world to have an old Jew. We were tripping over our feet to get him a siddur, to walk him home. And if somebody wasn't, his father gave him a whack over the head and said, go walk Mr. Katz home. He's by himself. Or if someone would sit down on the chair and there was an old Jew standing over there, get a smack. Get out of your chair. Derech Eretz. Whoever hears the words anymore, Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz. For who? For what? I'm no different than him. I don't have to have Derech Eretz for him. We play basketball together Thursday nights. I have to have Derech Eretz for him. So instead of taking away the differences are becoming like stronger. It's crazy. Now, if Lochush Shemisaknim is kiyum of Erechayev Akidekat, people feel that this person is endangering my existence. If not physically, but endangering my shul, endangering my community. Or like you have, that you'll have areas in Eretz Yisrael where a Sfaradi can't live in that neighborhood, in that building. They don't want to have a Sfaradi in the building. Or they don't want to have somebody that's not religious on the block. You can't have somebody that's not religious on the block. This is a huge problem in Eretz Yisrael. A huge problem. And there are neighborhoods, even in Chutz La'aretz, where that's starting to become a problem. Can't have anybody. My kids, if they see someone that's not religious, they might become not religious. That says a lot about your religion. Your kid's going to see somebody that's not religious. My kid might see somebody that texts on Shabbos, and then he's going to have to text also. So every Jew that's different than you is a danger to you. It's a danger to you. What's going on in the schools? If you don't fit into a certain type in the school, out. Or forget about it, out. They never let you in. Bechlau can't get in. One of the chaveim that many of us know and love, so because of certain music that he sings, his daughter is not allowed into schools in Eretz Yisrael. She's not allowed into any of the schools. She wasn't allowed in because they told the father. Chutz from the fact that the father's skin is a different color. His skin is a different color. It's darker than the average Ashkenazi and even the average Sephardi. And And on top of that, he also has music that's not according to what they think is Jewish music, which the music that they play at their weddings is more goyish than his music. But the girl is officially, not unofficially, officially not allowed in. Out. I, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, said, gave him the biggest brachas, and said, it's gewald, you're tzaddik, and you're, the color of your skin is a mila, not a chisar, and that's what he told him, because I spoke to him, he told me that. There's Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him that, and you say, the whole world holds from Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Not so fast. They hold from Reb Chaim Kanievsky when it suits them. But if it doesn't suit them, because if that kid's different, then your kid looks different, and he's giving you a class. Jews can be very big racists. I know, I talk to Yischara. Jews can be very big racists. It's embarrassing. And that person's a threat to me? Why, because the father plays rap music or something? Therefore, the kid, the little girl's a threat to me? To my kid. I don't want my daughter being in the same class with this guy's daughter. To be mevayish, a person like that? I can't say it again. You understand what I'm talking about. To be mevayish, a good son. He does a thing. After what he went through to be a Jew, then none of you know a millionth of what it means, the bizyonis, the bushes, what he went through to be a Jew. You mevayish him? Oy vavoy. I'm not jealous of the people that are throwing this girl out. These to sharpen the differences between Jews? It's a ger tzaddik. There's a special mitzvah. Have this again. There's a special mitzvah. Midaraisa, to love a ger. No? A special mitzvah to love a ger. And the girl's not allowed in to school? This is gullus. That's gullus. I don't care if you live in the middle of Yerushalayim. I don't care if you live in the old city. That's gullus. You feel you have to defend yourself against other Jews. You have to close yourself in, to just defend and protect your interests. Your interests. Now, of course, there is something that you have to be careful. But what's going on? That's Golas. That's not the Torah of Gula. That's not the world of Pnimius. It's Chitzanis or Chitzanis. I will continue with Shem next time. Okay, so we're going to daven Maariv now. The girls are welcome to stay. There's a shiur, Rabbi Zakatinsky, right after Maariv. We're going to daven.